In a memo to Midwest employees, company CEO Tim Hoeksema says he's taking a 40% pay cut. He's also slicing the pay of other senior management and executives. Some office employees and maintenance technicians would see cuts of between 5 and 10%. This comes on top of plans revealed earlier to cut the wages of pilots and flight attendants about in half. Aviation industry consultant Scott Hamilton says there's a dark cloud over the company that calls itself the best care in the air.
I think it means that Midwest is on the precipice of collapsing into bankruptcy. You don't look for pay cuts as drastic as are being asked for of the workforce without the situation being extraordinarily dire.
Hamilton says rising fuel costs are hammering Midwest and other airlines. Midwest says it hopes the pay cuts could trigger a restructuring that would bring the airline back to profitability. Hamilton says a bankruptcy reorganization may be Midwest's best hope at surviving if, as expected, it can't get a lot more cash from its principal owner, TPG Capital.
And it's going to be very tough to reduce the costs dramatically to bring it down to a 20-airplane operation without a bankruptcy.
Hamilton says declaring bankruptcy would allow Midwest to impose pay cuts instead of reaching a negotiated settlement. Hamilton says Northwest Airlines, which supposedly was a passive investor in the Midwest TPG deal, wouldn't mind seeing Midwest disappear so it could add more service to Milwaukee or other markets. Chuck Kornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.